So Josh Holliday here, and over the weekend I was in a fast food place, and the person there had the radio on, and so as I was eating, I had to put up with this music that was terrible. And then I heard it was a radio station in Calgary. I was like, oh my God, people listen to that? Grown men listen to that? I'm just going to give you an example. I cut together some of the sounds that I heard. And if you have taste in music, this may be offensive to you or might hurt your ears. So please be warned. This is the sound I heard. Yeah. Oh, clever. Oh, wow. She's so soulful. Seriously. Oh, brutal. And worst of all, here it comes. Yowza. So, yeah, basically the terrible, terrible music, like bad music. And the scary thing is there's actually grown men, like people my age, people's newsboys' age, people, guys in their 20s and 30s that actually listen to that station, that type of music. And it perplexes me. It baffles me. I can understand teenage girls maybe up until like 20, 21, 22, but actual grown men listening to that. And then they have these stickers. You might as well put a sticker on your car that says, I have bad taste in music. Because putting that yellow sticker on your car labels you as someone who has horrible taste in music. And if you're a guy, probably you should go to the vet and get neutered.
If I'm driving in traffic and I hear a man playing that music, I look at it and I think, you're someone I probably don't have anything to do with whatsoever.
I almost want to...
So actually keep playing it because it just lets me know, whoa, don't, you know, stay
it's
away
weird
from
when, you, when you see like grown guys, like tough guy, wannabe tough guys like driving around, they have that kind of crap playing. And it's you almost want to go up to their window and say, did they run out of men's music when you were at the store? It's brutal.